From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 2nd of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Here's what's been happening over the weekend and this morning in radio. Results of a new poll claim the ABC is out of touch with everyday Australians. Croc Media says it's interested in making a bid on the broadcast rights for the Olympics. And Triple M's new marketing campaign to celebrate the network's 40th birthday. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The ABC may need to do some soul searching. A poll conducted before the recent bushfires has revealed that only 32% of Australians agree that the ABC reflects the views of ordinary people. 47% of older baby boomers, those aged over 65, agree that the broadcaster is out of touch. The second largest group in the anti-ABC camp were 18 to 24-year-olds, with 33% believing things need to change at the national broadcaster. Croc Media's CEO, Craig Hutchison, isn't one to let grass grow under his feet. With ABC Radio bailing out of the bidding for the Olympic broadcast rights, Hutchie has jumped in. He says that with the Olympics in Japan, just 1 hour's time difference away from the east coast of Australia, the broadcast rights are very tempting. There are concerns, however, that with the coronavirus outbreak, the Olympics may not go ahead this year. Triple M is taking advantage of its upcoming 40th birthday by hanging a new marketing campaign on it. It's being called Sounds Like Triple M. The campaign centres around an animated giraffe named Bruce in a 70s-style lounge room singing to Whitesnake's power ballad, Here I Go Again. Sounds Like Triple M Promotions started rolling out in various media yesterday. For full details of these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Other stories catching industry attention today. Perhaps it could become known as the Great Segment Robbery. One radio team allegedly pinching another radio team's ideas. What are the chances? Aidan Grant from Adelaide's Life 107.9 says one of his regular segments, The Name Game, has been ripped off by Chrissy, Sam and Brownie, the Nova breakfast team in Melbourne. With tongue-in-cheek, Grant says he's shocked to think other people's ideas have been knocked off in radio.
Apparently, there's a show in Melbourne that is stealing ideas from this very show right here, Aidan in the Arvo. The show is Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. They're a breakfast show in Melbourne. So yesterday morning, I believe, they did a segment that, look, it seemed very familiar to me. Do I steal something back? Do I try and listen to their breakfast show and steal one of their segments?
As payback, Grant ripped off a Nova segment the following day. Triple M Sydney's Moon Man in the Morning will host a 1 hour special on domestic violence. The Breakfast Show's Lawrence Mooney, Jess Eva and Chris Page will talk to victims of domestic violence and professionals who work to solve the problem. A new promotion based on an old theme for Master's Milk from Perth's Hit 92.9. Xavier, Jules and Pete are bringing back one of the city's favourite events from years gone by, the Master's Milk Carton Regatta. There'll be $5,000 up for grabs and teams have to build their boats for the race entirely out of Master's Milk Cartons. It'll be the first milk carton regatta in 15 years. The full details of these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Natalie Herbstreit teams up with Joshua Schala on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9 Breakfast Show. Joshua and Herbie hit the airwaves from Wednesday morning. Herbie's moved from Wagga, where she was on air at Hit 93.1. On the job front, New FM 105.3 in Newcastle is looking for an announcer. Applicants need to have on-air experience in a regional or provincial market. And K-Rock needs someone who's a leader, a passionate motivator, and a gun content director, ready to take over that role in the Geelong market. You should check out the details of both these jobs and other jobs on offer in the industry right now by going to the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.